Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Police say a pregnant woman is in critical condition following a double shooting Friday in the city's Powelton section. We get more from KYW Sharaday Howard.
Philadelphia police describe a chaotic scene on Market Street between 45th and 46th Streets in West Philadelphia, where they say a 19-year-old pregnant woman and a 21-year-old man were both shot. Arthur works nearby and says it was like any other morning. Then suddenly,
somebody was shooting around the corner, about five times, something like that.
Police say it happened just before 12 noon on Friday, when shots were fired hitting the woman in the chest and the man in the arm. He's in stable condition, but the 19-year-old pregnant woman is in critical condition. Christian lives just a block away and says after this shooting, as a woman, she just doesn't feel safe.
You always have to watch your back. We already have to be so on guard as it is, just walking around every day.
Police believe the shooting was targeted, but they don't know yet who the shooter was aiming for. They did recover a weapon at the scene, but no arrests have been made.
Police are looking for whoever shot and killed a man in the King Sessing section of the city. Just after 8 o'clock last night on South 57th Street near Cobbs Creek Park, the 19-year-old victim was shot multiple times in the chest as he sat in the passenger side of a car. He was pronounced dead on scene. Philadelphia police say a man accidentally shot himself in the leg at a Shake Shack in University City just after 5:30 last night at 32nd and Market. The man's injury is not life-threatening, but he was taken to a nearby hospital. There are an estimated 35,000 cars abandoned on the streets of Philadelphia waiting to be hauled away. They were the subject of a city council hearing yesterday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us there's no quick solution.
You probably thought if there's one thing Philadelphia is good at, it's towing cars. But it turns out it's complicated. Even Councilmember Jamie Gauthier was caught up short as she listened to Police Captain Laverne Vann explain that it takes an average of 142 days to remove an abandoned car after it's reported.
I just want to just stop, pause here for a second. So
sure.
142 business days, that's like 7 months, so the better part of a year to get an abandoned car removed.
They're looking at recent averages, and this is with the pandemic.
You know, the COVID thing, that's all I've been hearing for 2 years.
Lorenzo Jackson says he's been reporting two abandoned vehicles on his Southwest Philadelphia block since 2020, and they're still there.
The neighbors we just sweep around them now.
Mayor Kenney says the city is working on a plan to speed up the process.
Philadelphia has been grappling with a fire problem. Some of the victims of this year's Fairmount and Kensington tragedies were children attending schools. And as summer approaches, the school district wants to call attention to fire safety and prevention. KYW's Michelle Durham picks up the story.
Philadelphia School District spokesperson Monica Lewis says it's been tough.
Obviously, the families or the neighbors, you know, their lives are forever changed. But I think people might not realize that there are teachers. There's an empty desk in their classroom, or there are students who have lost the young man or woman that they sat next to in the cafeteria for lunch.
Fire prevention chief for the Philadelphia Fire Department, Gustav Baumann, says he has teams assigned to visit schools and communities.
I always say that people don't know what they don't know. If you've never been told what's right or wrong, how do you know? When it comes to fire, there is no learning curve. We have a youth and a school team, but we have a whole city that we have to deal with, and that becomes very difficult.
Baumann says he's working with Lewis to find more ways to weave fire safety and prevention into school events. Lewis says the district launched a bus tour of 34 neighborhoods last year.
disappeared. Chore families had information, access to vaccinations, and she says she can now certainly see fire prevention and safety included.
There are still more registered Democrats in Pennsylvania than Republicans, but the gap is narrowing. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward takes a look at the current numbers and what they might mean.
Pennsylvania has 8.7 million registered voters. By percentage, party affiliation breaks down 46% registered Democrat, 39% Republican, 15% are no affiliation or other. But the Democrats' advantage is less than half what it was in 2008 when there were 1.2 million more registered Democrats in PA, down now to about 550,000 since the start of this year. Four times as many voters, about 22,000, have made the switch from Democrat to Republican in PA. Muhlenberg political science professor and pollster Chris Borick says these changes in registration are common and they usually follow political wins.
So if one party is making big gains in registration, it usually translates into greater success during the election, the general elections.
He says a few thousand votes here and there make a big difference in a state like Pennsylvania that's politically divided and very in play for either party. But he says with 15% in that other unaffiliated category in PA, it often comes down to candidates that appeal to more than just the base.
So what happens in this primary election on Tuesday could very much have a big impact on shaping what happens in those individual races this fall.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.